news, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Monday's a fun day. Why not, right?
Why not?
Mobile Mornings, Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5. It is 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. We'll get to some of your texts. Also open up the phone line for you if you'd like to give a call a little bit later on this hour. 251-343-0106. But right now, U.S. Congressman Jerry Carl on the line this morning. Jerry, you're here in town, but you're heading out of town soon?
Yes, sir. I've got a flight in a couple hours, so I'll be headed out.
Okay. Well, glad to
Willie Nelson on the road.
Yeah. Glad to get some of your time here this morning.
And that comes after, man, what a whirlwind week in D.C. Last week. I mean, got just about everything in just a few days with the Supreme Court rulings, and then, of course, the gun control bill votes that went through the Senate and then the House. I guess let's start there with something you actually voted in, because you didn't have anything to vote for with the Supreme Court ruling, and then some of the other items around here that are just as contentious. But with that gun control bill, the what are they calling it? The Safer Communities Act.
Yes, yes.
You had
they're real good at giving everything real sweet labels.
Right.
Don't like let the labels confuse you.
And it started in the Senate, of course, bipartisan Senate vote. 15 Republican senators voted yes, and then actually fewer Republicans in the House voted it through. It didn't matter. It was going to make it through anyway. But 14 in the House, none from Alabama. You, of course, had Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger among the names that voted yes on this. Congressman Carl, tell us why you voted no on this bill.
You know, first and foremost, the Second Amendment does not need to be toyed with. Leave it alone. Let's look at what the real issue is. The real issues are not the guns. The real issues are mental health in this country. Now, what causes the mental health, we can get in a lot of details. It could be drugs. It could be, you know, kids playing violent video games. I mean, there's so many things that from a mental health standpoint could be affecting. We'll focus on the young people, 30 and under. But in reality, all this bill did, it put a red flag, it put money up so the state can put up red flags for gun ownership. And it also took away the ownership of a, I think you have to be 18 under this bill to actually own a gun, be able to purchase a gun. My first gun, I was 9 years old or 8 years old, one of the two. And I was hunting by myself by the time I was 10. I mean, there it's not the gun. Again, it's not the gun that is committing the crime. It's the individual that's using the gun. And we've got so many elements in our society now that, you know, you can get on video games and kill 100 people in an hour. And just the value of life just seems to have passed. So I was against this bill because it didn't do what I wanted it to do. I wanted it to address the schools, you know, harden the schools. There's no way we're going to be able to protect a shopping mall or large groups of people that can, you know, stop 90% of the attacks. It's impossible. But the schools, we can. And I know the Mobile County school system, again, without me talking much about it, back several years ago I sat on a committee. They hardened the schools up. There's a lot of things they can do at the schools that they don't want to talk about. As far as video coverage and being able to identify where the shooter's at, how many shooters are there, what kind of weapon is that shooter carrying, all those elements, you know, that's where our focus should have been in this bill, and it was not. You know, it's about getting money in states for the red flag law. I mean, one of the congressmen openly admitted it's the first step into many steps of taking the Second Amendment apart. They think the Second Amendment should be rewritten. Actually name out guns that you can and can't own and a lot of things. And Americans get pretty passionate. I told them on the floor down there one day that I would encourage any one of them to come down here and take the first gun and let's see what happens in South Alabama. And I think that would pretty much discourage them from wanting to take guns.
Congressman Jerry Carl with us. When they talk about incentivizing the states – to draw up red flag laws. Exactly how does that work? What's the incentive? And in the state of Alabama, who would make those decisions, Congressman?
Well, Alabama would be different. Well, your legislators, your House and your Senate. Alabama's would be much different than New York's. New York's would be different than California's. California's different than Arizona. All you're doing is giving the state the money to actually put it together. Now, what are they red flagging? In Alabama, I don't know. I truly don't know. That's going to be up to our local legislators to determine that, if they did it or if they do it, which I don't think they're going to do it, because the term red flag just creates a whole different issue. But you know, purchasing gun, they've got what they call a boyfriend loophole in that. So let's just say I'm a single guy, and I dated somebody 2 years ago, and that lady, that person, is still angry at me. They can literally report me as being a stalker of hers, and the red flag law would apply. They would seize my weapon until I had a chance to go to court and be heard out. That the due process was not up front. The due process was after the red flag was put in place and after they had seized my gun. Now, I understand the benefits of it. Don't get me wrong. But you've also got to look at the damage that it could actually be caused by people that are mad at one another and jealous and so on and so forth. So their boyfriend law, that loophole that they call, is really another thing. I mean, there's just not a lot in that bill that I did like. I truly didn't. One of the things we got taken, or they cleaned it up even in the Senate, was being able to pass your guns to the next generation. Because it was originally written where you could not pass weapons to the next generation. So I've got my great-grandfather's old shotgun. I would have to literally go register that gun to be able to pass it to my children. But they pulled that one. But that'll just be a next step. I mean, this is just a crack in the door.
Right. And a crack that has been at least three decades in the making since any kind of legislation like this on the federal level. And Congressman Carl, anytime...
Well, you know, there's only been two bills that have passed on the federal level about gun rights, and both of them have been Republican-based. And so Democrats want to scream about how they want gun control and gun rights. The Democrats, I mean, the Republicans, they're the only ones that have ever gotten anything done.
Interesting.
And Congressman Carl, one last thing on this. With the red flag laws, I think, you know, the reason that so many people are worried about what that might mean is I always point to the no-fly list, federal no-fly list, and how many people ended up on that list who did nothing wrong. It was just simple mistakes right that were made, and it's so easy to see how that same thing can happen with the red flag laws or this boyfriend loophole.
And from a political standpoint, if I don't like you and I'm in a situation where I can put your name on a list, I'll put you on the list, and you know, they're going to seize your gun. We have a right, a constitutional right, to defend our families, defend our properties, and to protect ourselves from a rogue government, period.
Congress-
so again, we're back to what is causing these problems, and is mental health issues, and we don't want to talk about that.
Congressman,
well,
what,
I guess we'll hurt somebody's feelings.
What can we do about the lack of mental health help and support here, just in our own, you know, your congressional district? What can we do about that?
You know, I worked at Searcy Hospital with Coca-Cola for about a year and a half, many, many years ago. And most of the people that were in there were drug-related. Overdose of drugs, too many drugs over a period of time, had really caused them mental illness. I'm a firm believer that so much of what we're seeing now is caused from video games and illegal drugs. I mean, we got a border that's wide open. We got I saw where they made a bus yesterday. You see that bus? The fentanyl that they seized was enough to kill 12 million grown men. One bus at the border. So we've got these drugs coming across the border, you know, with COVID and everything else, and people sitting at home and they're getting programmed by their TV, the violence of that we see on the video games. You know, it's just a combination of all of it. And we need to sit down with common sense. You don't need a PhD degree in psychology to figure out what's good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, you start looking at the communities. I mean, there's so many fatherless children, and we need that. And you may not be able to control that, but what you can control is a community raising a child. We need to focus more on these programs. And if we're going to use our money and our resources, let's use it in a positive way versus a red flag, because all these laws we write, people find ways around them. They'll find ways around the red flag law. They'll go borrow a gun, do whatever they want to do, to the violence that they want to commit. But the mental health issue, to me, is the single biggest problem we have with gun ownership right now.
We're talking with Congressman Jerry Carl off of a blockbuster week in Washington, D.C., and that Supreme Court ruling that came down Friday that overturned Roe v. Wade, calls from the left basically began immediately to enact some sort of federal legislation protecting that right, they say. Do you think that there will be some sort of, symbolic bill passed through the House that's controlled by Democrats? What do you think the next move on that will be from the left?
Well, Some of the stuff I was reading this morning is the Biden administration is talking about actually opening up federal abortion centers on federal property, so the state laws can't affect that. I totally agree with what this says. The Dobbs law, the lawsuit, it says that it's the state's responsibility to make those laws up. The local leadership, the local elected officials, are responsible for making that decision. You don't want California or New York or Vermont making the decisions on what we do when it comes to abortion in Alabama. I don't. So let's take Alabama values, let's take Alabama morals, and let's build around that, because we may put something together that will encourage some people to move here that want to live among peaceful people as we are. Versus somewhere like New York, where they have abortion up to the day of birth. And when you talk to these abortion people, the first question I have is, okay, tell me what your definition of divorce is. Is it 10 weeks? Is it 2 months? Is it up to birth? And they really can't put a label on that. But it's going to be the state's responsibility to come up with it. I honestly think that the state will address one of the issues, which will be the rape and incest issue. I think that's something that the state and the leadership have got to really slow down and look at very closely. And each state's going to write their own, but the Biden administration is talking about setting up their own government health care plan where you can literally go into federal property. I don't think it can be done, by the way. Mm. Just don't get excited. But they're talking about the extreme. And I don't understand why they are so upset. I'm excited it got turned, the Supreme Court did what it did. But now we have a whole new fight, the pro-life folks. Now we've got to put pressure and start talking to our local leadership, which won't be that big of a problem in Alabama. In a lot of other states it will be. Mm-hmm. But we've got a whole new fight coming up.
Yeah, there were riots in Portland and several cities over the weekend already.
Yeah, some of them got pretty violent, actually.
Yeah, but to be honest, those people are just looking for a reason to riot.
I agree.
They don't need a real reason. They just need an opportunity.
You know, you got to catch a flight, so Dalton's got one more question for you.
Just one more for you, Congressman Carl. The 2023 National Defense Authorization Act passed the committee, 57 yeses to one no, and looks like some money coming back here to our neck of the woods. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes, we got two of the emergency medical ships that with Austal. Now, keep in mind, it still has to go through the Senate, so we're not going to get overly excited until after we see what the Senate does. But we all did vote for that. There's one that will always vote against it. We went into 16 hours or 15 hours of nonstop going through the punch list. There are a handful of things in there we do like, a handful of things in there we don't like. Mm. But at the end of the day, you got to vote on the pot of gumbo as a whole. But the biggest thing was the the ships that are coming to Austell, those, that'd be just fantastic for us, for the defense of this country. Those are actually lightweight vessels that can run in shallow water and pick up our soldiers and our Marines. Another thing I was in there fighting for constantly is the tanker deal. The second half of the tanker deal is about to come up. I cannot convince my colleagues on both sides of the aisle. I couldn't get enough votes together, but I wanted it rebid out. So Boeing does not control that, and we can obviously bring it back to Alabama to where it should have been at the very beginning. But we'll. It's not the end of the road on that one. That's just our first time up at bat. We'll get several swings at that. But I wanted it bid out. And the Air Force says they may or may not bid it out. Well, who's ever heard of a $40 billion contract, a no-bid contract being issued out? Oh, wait a minute. We did have one that was done that way. It's called the original tanker deal, and people went to jail for passing money around buying boats. Yeah, that's one. So why would we put ourselves in that situation again is beyond me, and I got pretty vocal on the floor. In fact, I probably said too much, but I let my little southern redneck come out in me, and I told him what I thought about things. But anyway, with that said, I'm going to write a column next week, I think, if I can find time this week. And the column's going to be not an average week. Because I could get into things that happened last week. I mean, we got money allotted for 12 different city programs, anywhere from, we got towers in Escambia County for the sheriff's department so they can go on a radio system that will actually, I mean, there's so many things happened last week, it's just hard to comprehend, and we certainly don't have time to talk about it.
We, in fact, are up against
not an average week.
Up against a break right now. Congressman Carl, thank you for your time this morning, and safe travels.
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a great week and be safe.
You got it.
All right. There you go. Congressman Jerry Carl joining us. Now it's time to turn up your voice. 251-343-0106. Mobile Mornings rolls on.